Welcome to the More Than Just Makeup podcast. I'm Kamara A. Unique Helps, your host, and I'm so happy to be back. It is a new year, you guys. It's a new year, new me. I did not want to record a new podcast at the top of the year or even into it because I was not feeling good and I was sick. And so basically I was like trying to hold my head up. And then if you guys have been following me, you see that I've had my little puppy. Well, my friend Dr. Glenn, I had Dr. Glenn's puppy. His name is Blue. And so we spent like the first couple of weeks together. The first couple of weeks of the new year together. But this is a podcast where we talk about all things beauty and God. I am not the it's not a perfect podcast, but it's always been this way. And so I thank each and every one of you for still sticking around, because I know I have not been consistent, and I know. We got things to work on, and I'm working on it this year because the theme for my new year is new year, new me. Okay? New year, new me, meaning new mindset, new thoughts, new ways that I speak, new ways that I act, new ways that I move with my business, new ways in every area of my life. And I'm grateful for this process I went through. I think that the big elephant in the room I want to talk about first, of course, is the LA fires. Because of course, if you guys have been following me for a minute, you know how this affects me. LA was home. LA was home in 2020. Back in 2020, during the pandemic, the Lord opened the door for me to move to LA. Well, he basically kind of pushed me to LA. I was like, God, if you want me to go to LA, I need a moving truck from New York to California. Went for a walk, bumped into a moving truck that said New York California Express, and boom, I was in LA. And I'm not gonna lie that I despised it at first. I did because it felt like a punishment. It did. It felt like a big punishment. It felt like I was picked up and thrown into a pit. I'm not gonna lie, because I went through a series of moving. And it was not fun. It was not a good experience. But I cannot lie that LA has really transformed me as a woman and the person that I am today. It really helped me to develop and become her. And so for that, LA has a part of my heart. It does. I love Los Angeles, California. And so when I heard about the fires, I was texting just about everybody in my phone. And that was a lot of people, because most of my network is in LA. And I want to make sure people are safe and make sure that they're okay, and that and let them know that they're thought about, that they're loved, and that I am praying for them. Because if anybody knows, if Kamara says she praying. Okay. So it was a very, very, very experience just to see how the fires were near one of my old place in LA in Hollywood, right by Runyon Canyon. I used to live over there. And so to see how close the fires were to my old building was devastating to see that too. And then just hearing my friends and hearing how scared they were. There were people that didn't sleep for days and that didn't get to, like, because of course they were on high alert of wondering if it's time to pack up and run, you know, because the fires is coming. So they were like on high alert, their bodies couldn't rest. And so it was not fun. I have another friend who lost her entire childhood home and childhood, you know, like her area where she grew up in as a child too. So it's just a lot of trying to show compassion. And I also had to say to myself too, like, as a celebrity makeup artist and someone with influence, I think I found it, I had some compassion for the celebrities and for people that were going through things, because they had to sincerely think about, consider other people while they were in the process of grieving their own things. And it's not easy. It's not easy being someone that you feel like you're pulled in so many different directions when you just want to be human and just like really feel what you need to feel for yourself. Right. And so if anybody's listening to this and you are one of those people that come after celebrities for doing things or saying things a certain way, show some compassion. Everybody is processing this whole experience, in their own way, and especially us in especially us here in New York, we're processing it too at the same time because it is trickling. Because one of the things about working in entertainment is that is a trickle effect. So when the pandemic hit, I was very blessed to like have a lot of jobs that came in where it put me in a position where I had money saved up, but I also had enough money that was coming in to secure me for a few months, you know. And so with this season, it was not the same because we just came out of a writer strike, and the writer strike really affected the beauty industry in a very hard way. And that trickled down into last year. So last year, I, Kamara, did not work from June to September, did not have any jobs coming in, and was basically at home. And how I paid my bills and my rent was by the grace of God, legit. Like, I have no other way to explain that. It was literally the grace of the Lord and my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And so that's why when I say, y'all, buy some lashes, buy the lashes, please buy some lashes. I have my so many things because it's like I'm not just trying to sell something just to sell it. I'm also like, this is my livelihood that's being affected at the same time. So now with the LA fires happening, a lot of my jobs got canceled because of that as well. And it's scary. It's not a fun experience to go through or to have to deal with over and consistently over again. You want to feel stable. You want to feel some kind of stability. And I know that I chose a I didn't choose this profession. This profession chose me. But I know that I'm in a profession where it seems like it's the glitz and the glam and all that stuff. It can be glitzy and glammy at some times, but this is also a profession where people, where you're basically going out to serve somebody by faith. Like it's literally by, not by what you see, and not how you see certain things, but literally by just trusting that you're called to something and that this is what you're doing. So if you in any way feel a way or feel led to sew into a makeup artist, that you know that works in LA, that's living in New York, or that is in LA and needs help and, needs product or needs a donation of anything, please feel free to, like, I posted on my page too, on my stories about different brands that are different companies that are going to help the glam squads and help people in the glam teams, because even though they want to cancel award season, they don't realize that award season is really how most of us make the bulk of our money for the year. Award season can be a big season for an artist, and I get to do a couple of great shows, and when I do, it really puts a good amount of money in my pocket because you get a brand deal or something, you know. So it's more than just, you know, it's more than that. And I shout outs to the people, I got a hair in my eye, that I hit up and shared I was doing something, you know, like I shared with people like I was going through this and experiencing this feeling that I had with my, you know, with losing jobs. And some people said to me straight up, like, oh, don't you live in New York though? Like, not realizing that I work in entertainment. I got a hair in my eye, y'all. So I'm like trying to take this hair out my eye at the same time as I'm talking. But, you know, and with people that said things like that to me, it just shows that there's a lack of understanding and lack of compassion for entertainment people, like people that work in entertainment. And I get it. I understand that not everybody understands. But if LA gets affected, oh, there it goes. Oh my God, it's a big old hair. Hold on, let me take this hair out my eyeball. Oh my gosh. Oh, I feel it so bad. I feel it. Did I get it? I am sorry. I'm trying to take this hair out my and I'm going to keep going because, you know, listen, authenticity. And that's what this podcast has always been. Okay, I got it out. Oh, yes, I got it out. It was like a little from my sweater. But it just shows a lack of compassion, but also a lack of understanding of when somebody works in entertainment, that if Hollywood, where the brink of entertainment is affected, then everyone gets affected. And it's not pretty. That means Crafty gets affected. That means the producers get affected. That means the directors, the creative directors, just everybody is affected by this. And the hairstylist and the stylist and, you know, the mic guy and all these people get affected at something like a devastation like the LA fires. And so if you could find a way to help anybody, and I'm not just saying just for helping me, you know, because God is keeping me in this season. Like let me tell you, if one thing I can never say is that Jesus is not my provider. Okay. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Okay. He cares for me, because I care for him and I cast all my cares upon him. I just be like, here, take this yoke because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So take this burden off of me and you grab it here. Hold that down. And if you know me, you know, I've been talking about the Lord in, for a long time, since I found God 7-8 years ago now, going on 8 years. So I'm just so honored and so grateful to be a servant of his, but also to have a platform, and to also have an experience where I have experienced some amazing and wonderful things in LA. LA is one of the most beautiful places. And I tell you, when I got back to New York, I cannot lie that I was like, oh my God, I really did not understand what I had when I had it. I did not get it. I did not understand how the beauty of LA. I didn't understand the fact that I was so blessed to basically get up and go for a hike every single day because it was perfect 70 degree weather. I did not really truly respect the fact that God placed me in a place that never rained. There's so many great things about LA. There's so many wonderful and amazing things about LA. I'm going to miss going to Malibu and driving out to Malibu and the Pacific Palisades, because that was my spot to just go and get out the city for a little bit, just to go and see some dolphins and whales jump in and out of the water, because that's what Malibu is all about. I'm going to miss going to, and my friend spoke to me the other day and she was like, are you going to come? And, you know, are you going to come over to LA? And I'm like, girl, somebody gonna have to pay me because I don't know how I would be able to fully receive what happened yet. I don't know how I would react to what has happened in LA. I don't know how I would feel walking into LA or even flying over LA and seeing half of LA gone. Or burned. I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to be the difference with me. What's going to be different with me in LA now. I don't know. But I'm open to whatever God wants to do and however he wants to move. And that's how I've always been and always moved. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the opportunities that's come my way, even while I am in this place. I'm just grateful, y'all. I'm just grateful. And this is why this is the whole new year, new me mindset. I was invited to talk at the gathering spot. They invited me to come and speak to a group of entrepreneurs in the second day of the year. And I was like, man, this is a huge thing. This is big. Okay. Cause I'm not I don't feel in my head, I don't think I'm that entrepreneur that could even talk to another group of entrepreneurs. But after being 14 years in as an entrepreneur, I think I know a little something. But one of the things that God gave me for the entrepreneurs is just, of course, our character. How do we prepare for this new season that we're in, and how do we move in a way that it is that we don't sabotage or we don't harm the new place that we're going? And I've learned that hard lesson a few times. I've had to learn a lesson that of how do I want to show up in this next season? And I even had to check myself the other day. The other day I was I was getting messages from the Ipsy people. And I'm not going to lie, y'all. The Ipsters are a lot. They're a lot. They're wonderful people because they love beauty, but they're a little bullyish. They are. But they received my brush set inside of their they receive this brush set inside of their box, and it's been wonderful feedback. But a lot of people were asking me, like, how do I use it? What brush I use? What's for this? What's for that? And I'm literally crying my eyes out, and I'm literally like, y'all need to read the room. It's like LA's on fire, and y'all are asking about a brush set. Like, come on now, please. Like, let's ask these questions next week, please, or something, or 2 weeks from now. But I had to say to myself, like, okay, if God is like opening up this door to new people, new customers, and I need to still like have to show up. I still have to show up because I'm the CEO of this business. And if this business wants to flourish, I need to show up and be as graceful and as loving and as caring, especially because this is a brand that represents Him. So I had some repentance to do. I did. I had to repent, and I'm telling on myself because that's what I do. I'm not here to hide nothing. I am honest and real. I had to repent because I did tell some people, like, yo, figure it out. Figure it out. And then I went back with an apology and sent a video because I did a video. And even that wasn't good enough for them. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay because it's teaching me. It's teaching me how to be more clear and show more clarity and to listen to the client, listen to more to the customer. And so it was a great lesson. I'm really grateful for the lesson that I learned. I'm thankful. It was not an easy one. It was a hard one. I was tested. I was. And so I pray that God sees my heart and that He continues to elevate the brand because I'm learning. I'm learning. You know, there's a time when you're like completely isolated and you don't get to connect with people that often. And sometimes He puts you out there and you're like, well, people, you know, and it could be hard. It could be hard, you know? So, but speaking at the gathering spot was amazing. And sharing about that new me, new year, new me mindset, and sharing about like, how do we show up, for the things that we're called to? What do you want to look like in this new season? What do you want to feel like? Like for me, I'm turning 40 this year. I want to look and feel my best. So I thank God for my friends. We're on this, like, holding each other accountable so that we are, going to the gym 4 to 5 days a week. We're checking in with each other. We're rooting each other on, you know, so you want to make sure that you are like doing the things. Like one of the things that God said to me that I had shared with them is that when we say something to ourselves, like we say, I'm going to do something, and then you don't do this for yourself, like you disappoint yourself. It's like you're literally putting it out there that you are acceptive to other people disappointing you. And then you wonder why you're in a cycle of disappointment is because you have not fully showed up for you. And so how do you show up for yourself in a way that allows people to see, like, this person always shows up for her and she always shows up for other people. So how do, like, I need to show up for her, you know, but also set healthy boundaries where you're not being taken advantage of, you know, but honoring what you said you will do, honoring those things. And I think that when you go through a season of hope deferred, when you go through a season of sadness, of disappointment, like I have, I've been through it in the last 5 years. It has been hard. Okay. It has been difficult. It has not been easy. But one of the things I can say that I did to myself that I cannot blame no one else but Kamara is that I stopped showing up for me. I stopped saying, like, I stopped setting goals. Even this year, I set goals and I was surprised. Like, I was like, when's the last time I set a goal for myself? Like, I have not set any goals for myself because I had nothing. Like, it felt so, like, life felt, it felt empty. And even I could look back at the past, my past, you know, experiences. I could look back at it and see that it was not empty. It was actually fruitful. It was multiplying. Like, I learned how to drive. I learned so many things about me. I learned all the things about Kamara that I liked, all the foods that I love, I love hiking. I learned so much about myself. It was such a fruitful, experience that I feel like I wish that I was more intentional about it. And so I hope you guys hear me. And if you're planning, you know, or if you're going through a season or whatever, that is not an easy season, I want you to like really dig deep into, really just trying to show up for you. Like try your hardest to just keep creating. Try your hardest to keep planning. Try your hardest to just say yes to yourself. Even if it's just one thing a week, like every week you say yes to doing something. Like every week I'm going to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym twice a week or three times a week. And then the next week you add another day. And then the next week you add another, or the next, you know, or the next month you add another day, like doing those things so you could say, I did this for me. I did that for me. And then you'll start to see that people will want to start to do for you also. You'll see that people will be attracted to you because you'll be just exuding light. You'll be exuding the light of God. You know, like when God talks about, my pastor is doing a whole teaching right now on us being the salt of the earth. And for us to be the salt of the earth, we have to also recognize that we are, that no one takes a lamp. And it's the Matthew, and I'm probably messing it all up, but no one puts a lamp on under the table. They put it on top of the table so it could like shine and light the entire room up. And so what is it that God is calling you to shine through and to share with others so that you can truly be all that he's called you to be and then some? Okay. So that's my little tidbit for that. But my holidays was fire. It was amazing. My holidays was so cute. I spent Thanksgiving alone with me and God. We went to a beautiful restaurant here in Jersey City, and that restaurant was one of the best restaurants out here. Wait, I want to shift this so that I could, because I feel like on YouTube it has to be like a certain kind of look. And so I'm like, let me shift it. Yeah. And so I hope I don't look weird now, because I'm like, I wish I could use the back camera. Anyway, so if I look weird, don't judge it. But the holidays was amazing. And I went to one of my favorite restaurants in here in Jersey City, and Blue on the Hudson. It was so good. It was such good food, like really, really good. Then for Christmas, I think I was by myself for Christmas too. I think I didn't feel like going anywhere. It was cold. It was raining, I think. And then my friends had my friend Sasha, she had like this cute little girls' night at her house, and we all the girls from the church came, and we like played games, and we all dressed in pajamas. We had pizza. I bought caviar. So we had caviar and pizza, Doritos. I bought Chick-fil-A nuggets to go with it, because caviar is my little thing. I like caviar. I like to eat a little caviar by myself in my house on my own. Do not judge me. That's just my thing. That's what I do for me. And it's I like it. It's my thing for me. And it's my, you know, my peace. So be my peace. Okay. I'm being my peace in this season. And so I had that for dinner. I mean, hear me, for dinner. I bought that with my friends so that we had that for, well, it was kind of like our dinner anyway. And then we had pizza and all that stuff, and it was fun. And then she made this adorable puzzle, and the puzzle basically was like all of our pictures, and we had to basically put it together. And I got to tell her to send me the measurements so I could get her a frame for it. But it was so beautiful, and so like, it just made you feel like so seen and loved. And she's just one of the dopest people in my life right now. She is like, I'm obsessed. I love her. I love you, Sasha. If you're even listening to this, you probably not, but whatever. I love you. But that was wonderful. And I also love my church. Like, I'm so grateful that God like chose me to go to this church. Like, my church is fire. I'm not going to share where I go. Only because I just don't want to see, I don't want to see nobody come up in there. I don't want to see nobody come up. Don't pop up at my church. just for safety for me. You know, I would rather, like, if I know somebody and be like, hey, let me invite you to my church. Like, I would rather it be like that type of thing for me. But I rather not share my church on social media like that, even though my church is pretty popping. So you probably might hear about my church and find out, because it's a pretty big church. But it's such a wonderful place. It's amazing. We're currently doing a fast right now, and it's kicking my butt. But you know what? I'm kicking that, whatever is trying to kick my butt, I'm kicking it right on back. And last but not least, my brushes. Oh my God, you guys. These brushes, man, I don't think you understand. It is a year. It's been a year of me developing these brushes, a whole entire year of development. And the development process was not easy because, of course, I had to pick like how the hairs were going to go, how they were going to flow. I had to pick the first, at first I chose it to be like a white brush set. And then God said, no, I want it to look like Esther's like scepter. I want it to look like something that Esther would hold if she was like at her, if Esther was doing her makeup at her inside of the castle, how would Esther's brushes look? And I was like, okay, God. And so he gave me this beautiful wood handle with the gold trimming. And so the Deborah brush is the concealer brush. And then the Ruth brush is the blending brush. And the Ruth brush is the blending brush. And hear me, like, you could do this as your concealer, the Ruth brush as your concealer, and then this as your setting. It's however you want to do it. For me, I just use the Deborah brush as my concealer. I also started to use it as my eyeshadow brush too at night, because I got a big eyeball. So I've been using it as my eyeshadow brush, and then also as my blending brush too. So there's multiple ways that you can use the brush set, and it's $39, and you also get a discount if you use the code GEMS, or you could use the code IPSY. I gave a little discount to share, but these brushes I've been using, I have my set that's here, and my set is literally like over a year old, and I've been using them now. I cleaned them in between. I used it today. So that's why it's a little dusty looking, and you can see like all of the, I'm talking to YouTube at the same time also. So, but you can see also that like the samples of how they were, you know, how they came to me and everything too, because I was like testing out different ones. Like I have a whole bunch of different ones. And then I have another set that's coming out. This one is coming out in March. And so this was the foundation and the powder brush that's coming out in March. I'm just a fan of this kind of foundation brush because it just applies your foundations, your contour really well. And I love like a tapered powder brush. So get ready for that. That's coming soon. And that's about it. Like I have some other things that I'm doing, but I don't want to share that yet. But yeah, I'm going to leave all of the stuff down for you guys if you want to purchase, the brush set. I also have my book, Love Letters to My Daughters. It's the perfect time to start now because it's the beginning of the year and it's a 52-week devotional. So, if you do want to, you know, build your intentional relationship with God, what I've been doing is I've been going live every week to read, one of the weeks. So far we're on week two, and now it's going into week three. I feel like it's like, this is week three though. Maybe I should do another live to catch up because I feel like I missed, because I think like the way that the year started, it started at the end of the week. So it's like, I'm kind of like on track, but yeah, I read. So you could join me on Instagram, check out my stories. When I post and share that I'm doing that. And then you could also ask me questions. So you could do a Ask Kamara Helps questions, and I'll answer the questions on the podcast, or I'll answer the questions on the live. So you could submit questions to me and leave it, through my email on the, that's on my Instagram, or you could leave it on my website, KamaraAUnique.com, and just submit a question that you want to know. What is it that you want to know? If you're a makeup artist or you're an entrepreneur or you're just a woman of faith and you want community or anything, just reach out to me. You know, I'm always here for you guys. And, that's about it. That's about it. So this was just me just catching up on the year of where I'm at, talking about how I feel about LA, sharing to let you guys know how it's affecting my business and affecting other people and how it's affecting all of us at a whole, in the entertainment industry. And then, you know, just some really great highlights of what God is doing. Cause you know, even when the midst of chaos, in the midst of things, when things seem like, how is this happening to me and why is it happening to me? God is still moving. He still does what he wants to do, right? He still blesses his children through a process of when things feel like chaotic and like all hell's breaking loose. And so for that, I'm grateful. I am grateful to God for that, because I would not expect that he would. I would not expect to still be in a place of joy of unspeakable joy still. And I think that has to do with this, the new year, new me, and just having a new mindset that no matter what it is. And yes, I'll have my days when I like want to cry, because I cried yesterday. I did. I cried just yesterday. But then I'll have my days when I want to just be, and I just want to be at peace, and I just want to just be like, just want to just be human for a second, right? And not try to be Bionic Kamara, you know? And I think that's okay too. And I'm still in doing my therapy, doing my talks and all that, and heart healing with Andrea, and getting all that stuff going and getting it all out of my heart when I get upset and angry about things, and just getting out of that spirit of anger, getting out of that spirit of sadness. And I think one of the things I've learned is that when someone is showing, and this is something that I experienced too, as somebody that was experiencing pain and hurt, that a lot of people could not relate to what I was going through, because they looked at me and they're like, oh, she's so blessed. Like, why is she mad? That when you don't feel like you're actually like moving in purpose, or you feel like something is like holding you back, it hurts. It's a hurtful experience. It's a hurtful experience because I think I know for a fact that we are spirit beings. And being someone that is a spirit being, you want to be able to serve your master. And you want to be, and your spirit wants to serve your master. Your spirit wants to serve the God that you serve. Your spirit man is like feeling that resistance of knowing that it's supposed to be obedient to something, but it can't, like it's not able to move forward, and it's frustrating your spirit. And so sometimes when you are feeling that down feeling and feeling sad about something, it's not because you know that's something wrong with you. It's that because your spirit is like, something's off and it has to get handled. It got to get fixed. And this is where prayer, fasting, breaking that stronghold, breaking those things, having a pastor, speaking to your pastor, speaking to your leaders in your church, or just asking a friend to pray for you so that you can like fully like step out of whatever it is that you're going through, and that you can embrace what the new thing that God is doing in you and through you. And so I love you guys. I pray that you guys received a message or so today. And I look forward to doing this podcast again, and God bless you and goodbye. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please, I ask that you subscribe. I ask that you share it, like it, leave a comment. Let me know how I'm doing. You know, big up your girl. Like, big me up. Okay? Tell me I'm doing good. Clap for me. Okay? Thank you. Please? No? Okay. Clap for me. All right? And God bless you guys, and have a wonderful day, y'all.